Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This past week, May 21st, marked the centennial birthday of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. And so this evening's entire show is devoted to the music of Fats Waller. We'll be hearing from Fats himself throughout the show since we've taken some license with some of the records.
The license number is 94136.
Kinda like that. Thanks, Fats. I first heard Fats in the early 70s on the Dr. Demento show, and hearing that first Fats Waller record got me started collecting vintage music. So what better way to start this all-Fats edition of Rapidly Rotating Records than with the first Fats Waller record I ever heard? Thank you. A trio of piano solos by Fats Waller. Fats was foremost a stride pianist. The stride piano style developed out of ragtime and is so named because, in its simplest form, the left hand alternates between single bass notes and chords toward middle C, giving a back and forth or striding appearance. This leaves the right hand free to play the melodic line, improvisations, harmonies, or counterpoint. Fats received informal instruction from James P. Johnson, the father of stride piano, and we just heard some fine examples of Fats' stride style, beginning with one of my favorite records of all time, Handful of Keys. That was written by Fats and was his signature piano solo. He recorded it several times, but we heard the first recorded version from March 1, 1929. Then from June 11, 1937, it was Tea for Two, written by Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar. And we just heard another Waller composition, Alligator Crawl, recorded November 16, 1934. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison.
Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Well, too late for that. Fats' father, Edward Waller, was a Baptist preacher who conducted outdoor religious services in Harlem, at which young Thomas played the reed organ. At age 15, he became organist at the Lincoln Theater on 135th Street, and from 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings in an abandoned church in Camden, New Jersey. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records featuring Fats on the organ.
Thank you.
Fats Waller on organ and piano on Please Take Me Out of Jail, written by Fats along with Thomas Morris. Before that, recorded in Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey on December 1, 1927, it was The Digga's Stomp, another Waller composition. In 1938, Fats toured Europe for several months, and we began the set with a recording made in London on August 21st during that tour. That was Fats' first big hit, Ain't Misbehavin', written along with his regular collaborator Andy Razaf for the review Hot Chocolates in June of 1929. The previous year, Waller collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway review Keep Shufflin'. This was a follow-up to Noble Sissle and U.B. Blake's 1921 smash hit Shuffle Along, which starred Josephine Baker. Fats wasn't on stage in Keep Shufflin', but played piano from the show's orchestra pit at Daly's Theater. Both Keep Shufflin' and Hot Chocolates were first staged at Connie's Inn in Harlem.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is a special all-Fats edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, celebrating the 100th birthday of Thomas Fats Waller, born May 21st, 1904.
Oh, my.
In addition to his keyboard talents, Fats also composed hundreds of songs, many unpublished, and many which he sold outright, receiving no royalties whatsoever. In 1919, while on tour as a vaudeville pianist, he composed Boston Blues, which, when the title was later changed to Squeeze Me, with the lyric by Clarence Williams, became one of his best-known songs. Here are three Fats Waller compositions, played by others, beginning with Frank Trumbauer's orchestra.
Thank you. What will it do at dawn? What will it do at noontime? Now that I've found you gone, what will I do for sunshine? With nothing but the rain, how can a smile find life worthwhile with a heart that's filled with pain? Oh my, how I miss your tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you.
Thank you.
Well, no doubt there's one of Fats Waller's lesser-known compositions. Anybody here want to try My Cabbage, written in 1925 with the lyric by Andy Razaf? That was performed by George McLennan's Jazz Devils on May 7th of that year. In that same session, the Jazz Devils recorded another Waller tune, Home Alone Blues, written with John Holmes. Anybody Here Want to Try My Cabbage was preceded by Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys, January 16, 1930, and Blue Turning Gray Over You, another Waller-Razaf collaboration. We began the set with Frank Trumbauer's orchestra and one of Fats' best-known compositions, Honeysuckle Rose, recorded April 10, 1931. That Andy Razaf lyric was sung by Frank Trumbauer and the King's Jesters, John Ravenscroft, Ira Barstow, and George Howard. That song was remade by the band just a couple of months later with Art Jarrett performing the vocal. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Are you all right?
Yes, thanks, Fats. I'm fine.
Well, all right, then.
In 1932, Fats got a contract with Cincinnati radio station WLW to broadcast his show Fats Waller's Rhythm Club. The show was a big success, and when the contract concluded in 1934, Fats returned to New York, where he broadcast the show over the CBS radio network. As a result of his success on radio, Victor signed him to his first recording contract. He put together a six-piece studio band, which for the most part included Herman Autry on trumpet, Gene Sedgwick on clarinet and tenor sax, and Al Casey on guitar. Maintaining the connection to the Rhythm Club, Fats and his manager, Phil Ponce, named the band Fats Waller and His Rhythm. As a studio band, recording dates had to be worked into the individual musicians' schedules, and when they did get together, they would record as many as 10 sides in a single session. The band members rarely knew in advance what they would be playing, and there was no rehearsal time. Between 1934 and 42, Fats Waller and His Rhythm recorded about 400 sides. Here are just 3.
Here it is, babes.
Yes, sir, when she turns on that southern personality to set you right, she's dynamite. 3 words describe her charms galore. Just 3 words, I don't mean 4. She's tall, tan, terrific. Streamlined on a belt from Tennessee. Thank you.
describes the charms galore. Three words that don't need four. Tall, tan, terrific, yes, sir. Streamlined Lula Bell from Tennessee. You're the cutest one. You're so heavenly. What a break for me that you like to be cuddled close to me. Oh, I knew that you and I would have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Cause baby, I think you're the cutest of the cutest. Yeah. Oh, latch on into it.
Thank you.
Well, all right. Fun stuff. Fats Waller and his rhythm, November 29th, 1936, and Hallelujah, Things Look Rosy Now, with a reference in there to Handful of Keys. That was preceded by You're the Cutest One from May 8th, 1935. And we began that rhythm set with She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific, written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots, recorded September 7th, 1937.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
In the mid-1930s, Fats worked on the West Coast and appeared in two films in 1935, Hooray for Love and King of Burlesque. In 1938, he made a European tour, recording in London with his Continental Rhythm, as well as making solo pipe organ recordings for HMV. During his second European tour in 1939, he recorded his London Suite, a series of six pieces for solo piano, and his longest composition. In early 1943, he returned to Hollywood to make the film Stormy Weather with Lena Horne and Bill Bojangles Robinson, in which he led an all-star band including Benny Carter and Zutty Singleton. While traveling back to New York with his manager, Ed Kirkby, Fats died of pneumonia on December 15, 1943, at just 39 years of age. In addition to his own groups and his solo work, Fats Waller also worked in others' bands, and here's a set of rapidly rotating records featuring Fats in other groups.
Baby, no, I ain't off, no.
The Little Chocolate Dandies, Don Redman and Benny Carter, clarinet and alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, and Fats Waller on piano, and That's How I Feel Today, written by Don Redman and performed on September 18, 1929. Before that, it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers with Fats on piano, November 5, 1929, and I'd Love It. And we began the set with Ted Lewis and his band, March 6, 1931, and Dallas Blues, music by Hart A. Wand, and the lyric by Lloyd Garrett. Fats Waller provided the piano and vocal. He left us quite a bit of music in his short 39 years, and I hope you've enjoyed this little bit that we've been able to bring you this evening. Happy 100th birthday, Fats. And we've got time for one more. Here's Fats Waller and his buddies, December 18th, 1929, and another Waller composition, Won't You Get Off It, Please. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, and I thank you for your very kind attention.